Today is Friday, April 25th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Historic Marker Day. It's also National Hug a Plumber Day. How many times have you hugged your plumber? I've never hugged my plumber, ever, that I know of. National Hairball Awareness Day. National DNA Day. National Zucchini Bread Day. And National Arbor Day. So you should go out there and plant a tree while eating zucchini bread. It's so weird the things that people decide to make bread out of. Do you? Because there's banana bread, there's zucchini bread. Those are really the pumpkin bread. And it's, and I know that they do it for the moisture, but who looked at a zucchini one day and said, hey, I think this would be good in a loaf of bread? I'm not really sure. Same thing about carrot cake. I don't really know how anyone came up with anything like, oh, look at that grass out there. That looks like we could dry it, grind it up, and make bread out of it. How did people invent all the things that we eat now? It's crazy. Well, we don't have any contact. I'll just remind you guys, 479-221-9393 is the way that you contact me. So if you don't want just boring ass content, you need to call in or text me or do something, because we have none of that. None of that. So I'll just talk about the week. So Wednesday, Mark and I had, it has been so busy because, like I told you guys before, work during the day and something every night this week. So work Monday night, rehearsal, Tuesday night, rehearsal, Wednesday night, the Champions of Magic, Thursday night, rehearsal, Friday night, performance. Saturday night, I hope nothing, but then I'm flying out on Sunday to go to this thing, which I do want to do. Like, I really want to do it. But work, we are finishing up our planning, and work gets so busy whenever we're doing planning that I should never book anything around planning weeks, because I know I'm going to be busy. So now here I am. We're planning, doing all of that. And I'm having to go to all these meetings and come up with all my requirements and everything. And I have to prepare to be gone for 4 days. So, and then the meeting that we present these things in got moved to Monday. And I'm technically on PTO on Monday, but I need to present my products. I don't need to have somebody else do that for me. So I'm going to have to take my work laptop with me on this vacation. And I'm going to be presenting from my hotel room Monday morning, because it is what it is. I can't do anything about it. I could ask someone else to do it for me, but I just don't feel right about it. So anyway, we went to this Champions of Magic, and I don't really know what exactly to say about it. And I'm also at a stage in my life where I don't know what sort of magic I really like. I love magic as a concept, and I find it so interesting and so intriguing. I am finding magic shows less enjoyable recently. I mean, it has to be like top of the line magician for me to really enjoy it. And so we go to a lot of these magic shows, and I thought, oh, surely these are like magicians who've won America's Got Talent or something like that. It was just a ticket. Mark said, hey, I know you like magic. There's this thing coming called Champions of Magic. I'm like, Champions of Magic? They must have won something, right? And so it was a lady, a man, and then a partner. Two men from England. They were partners, like Abbott and Costello, but not like a tall guy, a shorter guy, a tall, skinny guy, a short kind of stocky guy, They had some name, I can't remember, Scrum and Boggs or something, who knows. That's not it, but it was something like that. And this lady who her whole family were magicians growing up, you know, her grandparents and everything. And then a guy from who was here from, well, he immigrated to the U.S. when he was a baby from Mexico. And he's a magician. Anyway, but none of them, they were all nameless people. Now, I will say the British folks, they were really funny. And so it was enjoyable because at least, you know, if the tricks were not good, at least they were funny. And so you were kind of getting a laugh. And most of the tricks were okay. But they had a good mix. I don't like the really huge, I don't like sawing a lady in half. I don't generally like pulling someone apart. A, because I know how it's done. And it's just so obvious to me now. I do like the quick change stuff, like where they stand on top of a box and hold up a sheet and boom, and it's someone else there. I know how they do it. I mean, in theory, but it just amazes me how quickly they do some of that stuff. I don't really get impressed by cars or motorcycles or airplanes appearing on stage. I don't know exactly how they do those things, but I've just seen that so many times. I like sleight of hand. Mental stuff I'm iffy on because I feel like they always just have plants in the audience. But they had a mix of all of those types of magic. So I guess overall, you know, for no-name musicians, it was a good show. They had, you know, something for everyone. They had some of those big ones, which I don't like as much. But the one where they pulled the lady in half, they cut her in half and then pulled it apart. Like I said, even though I know how that trick is usually done, it amazed me. Just even knowing what I know, it amazed me. And usually that trick does not amaze me. They did have an escape, and it was a real escape. Like I don't think he was really in danger. The thing that was going to stab him in the heart or something if he didn't escape in time didn't really look real. And it looked like a prop, so I'm not sure that he would have actually been hurt. But he did get out right in time, of course. So we did that, and then we did go get fast food, and I have never had a Big Mac from McDonald's. And I hadn't eaten anything all day, and I looked at the calories, and I had enough calories in my budget to have a Big Mac. And I thought, you know what? I usually get the 2 cheeseburger meal, which is basically a Big Mac, but it doesn't have the Big Mac sauce, and it's not, you know, I do like a burger with a piece of bread in between 2 pieces of meat. I do like that. An extra, you know, a third piece of bread. I love that. Anyway, so I ordered a Big Mac, but I ordered it without lettuce. And then we get to McDonald's. McDonald's, folks, is always fast. McDonald's is supposed to be the quickest, most efficient fast food restaurant out there. And maybe people are going to disagree with me, but McDonald's is the gold standard of speed at a fast food restaurant. And we get there. There's a line of like 3 cars. We sit there. I don't know how long. It was 20 minutes. It seemed like a half an hour, but we sat there for a really long time. We get to the window. The lady was not nice at all. She was like basically throwing the food out at us and didn't say anything. Didn't say hi. Didn't say how you doing. Nothing. I guess she was having a hard night. And then anyway, so we get the food. I get home. I did not want lettuce on my Big Mac. I ordered it without lettuce. They included lettuce on my Big Mac. So anyway, I had my first Big Mac with lettuce, which I didn't really want. But it was good. I'm getting all choked up. I enjoyed it. I'm going to take a little sip here. 1 second. So anyway, did that, and then that was pretty much the evening, you know, ate, Watch The Pit. We've been watching The Pit. I don't know if any of you guys have watched The Pit, but it's actually really good. It was supposed to be originally, I don't know if I've said this already, but it was supposed to originally be kind of a spinoff of ER. And Michael Crichton's wife, because Michael Crichton is no longer alive, his wife, I guess they couldn't come to an agreement and with HBO. And so they decided to still make the show, but they, you know, basically they just renamed him and stuff like that. And so now they're being sued. HBO is being sued by Michael Crichton's wife because she says they're stealing that. But it's such a good show. It's a really good show. Yeah, if you like medical dramas, you should definitely watch it. Noah Wiley's great. Love Noah Wiley. Anyway, we've been watching that. So we watched that. And then today I've just worked and so hectic because I'm getting ready to be gone next week. Daniel Brewer is going to be your host all next week. So you guys can look forward to that. All right, well, I'll go ahead and wrap it up here. I do have a rehearsal tonight and a performance tomorrow night. And that's, Friday night. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys in like a week. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.